Providing adequate housing and basic services such as clean water and electricity for the urban poor is a major challenge in many urban areas in developing countries. The majority of urban dwellers live in squatter settlements, where the homes have been made from makeshift materials, whatever scrap materials the people could find. Now, you need to be able to refer to a specific area of shanty housing and be able to describe what the living conditions are like, the problems that there are there, and how these present challenges. So you may have studied any number of different shanty towns, for example, Dharavi in Mumbai in India, Kibera in Nairobi, or Rashina in Rio de Janeiro, which is in Brazil. Whichever example you're going to refer to and have studied, as I said, you need to think about what are the conditions like for the people who live there, what are the problems, and how do these present challenges. The other type of question you may get relating to shanty housing and shanty towns is actually what are the opportunities that these areas present. There are numerous advantages of urban growth, and these could be, for example, steps towards a better life for some of the world's poorest people coming from rural areas. Access to clean water, sanitation, education, and healthcare is often better in urban areas. It may not be as great as one would hope in a shanty area, but there are signs that city governments are investing resources into these shanty areas to improve them. Slums also provide affordable housing for poor migrants, which is of course preferable to living on the street with no shelter. And the urban poor provide a massive labour force who could carry out essential jobs that help keep the city running. Often we find it within shanty towns and squatter settlements, we find a number of small markets being popping up, and own local economies being established through people selling clothing or foods, products that they've made. Some may be involved in recycling materials and selling those on to make some money. So there's all sorts of different economic opportunities that could be established within a shanty town.